Right, I'm going to grab the rock choir now. Hello, rock choir.
Oh, hello.
So, we're back with you again. Just remind us your name.
I'm Sadie Kersley.
You were just telling us you're from the States.
Yes, I was. Yes, I am
what
from the States.
What made you come to Britain?
It was music. My dad's English and his whole side of the family's over here, and I wanted to study music and I wanted to study abroad, but not really. This is a nice middle ground. So that's what brought me over.
What did you do study-wise with music?
I studied oboe at the Royal College of Music.
Wow, so you're classically trained?
I am, yes.
And do you keep that up?
I try my best.
Do you play in an orchestra?
I do freelance work, so I play in orchestras here and there, but not in one set group.
Is it better to be freelance in the music industry, do you think?
I think that when you're in the music industry, the vast majority of people in the music industry have a portfolio career where we're all doing some kind of freelance and some kind of something else altogether.
So do you do much session work then?
I don't, but I would love to do more.
Now, can I talk to some of the ladies?
Oh, you might be able to talk to some of the ladies.
Let's see. Ladies, who's going to come and talk to me? Hello, what's your name?
Nikki.
Hello, Nikki. You're part of the rock choir. How many have we got here today? Is it 100 again?
No idea, but it looks a lot.
Last time you turned out, which was at Pembury, there were over 100 of you, wasn't it?
It was masses. Yes, it was brilliant.
So what's your name?
Angela.
What makes you sing with the rock choir then, Angela?
I started when the rock choir started here in Dorset, and I've been in it 12 years, and I absolutely love it. You make lovely friends. You go and do things that you think you would never do, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
So is it uplifting for you emotionally?
I think it does everybody, and it's friendly. You meet people, and it's friendly, especially when you retire, because, you know, you don't go to work. And, of course, you go out, and you get...
You meet new people.
Yeah, meet new people.
Get interviewed on the radio.
And it helps our memories because we've got the end of the songs.
Well, I'm retired as well, so we've all got to keep our memory fresh, haven't we? Who else is going to chat to me? Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. Were you at Pembury?
Yes, I was, yes.
Yes, that was a fantastic venue, wasn't it?
Brilliant, yes. Yeah.
And when you sing with a mass choir like that, the atmosphere must be terrific.
Oh, yes, yeah. And we all blend so well.
So when you come away from that, do you feel, you know, does it lift you?
Oh, uplifted. Totally.
Good for the spirit?
Yes, and for the brain.
And for the, of course, music's good for the brain, isn't
it?
Yeah. So how long have you been in rock choir?
8 years.
8 years? So were you in there at the early stages?
No, I started in 2016 with Pool Rock Choir.
Okay.
But now I'm with Dorchester.
Dorchester. And where do you meet?
We meet in the rugby club.
To rehearse, that is?
Yeah, to rehearse, yes.
And are you still looking for members?
All the time.
So if somebody's listening out there and thinks, I'd like to join rock choir, what can they do? Because it is a club, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just come and give it a go. You just go online to www.rockchoir.com and you can get yourself a taster, free taster.
A free taster session. And I presume you're on holiday now for Christmas once you've done today.
Yes.
So when does it all kick off again for rehearsals?
January the, is it 18th, something like that?
Something like mid-January. If you go online, you'll be able to find the details.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me today. Let's talk to some of the other ladies. What's your name?
Lisa.
Are you locally, Lisa?
Bridport.
Bridport. Mm-hmm. Is there a rock choir in Bridport, or are you part of Dorchester?
No, it's Bridport Rock Choir.
So Bridport's got here as well today?
Yes.
Part of the sort of mass rock choir today?
It is, yeah. Lovely. All together.
So I'll ask you the same question I've asked the other ladies. Why are you in rock choir?
I think there's lots of reasons. One is just the camaraderie of lots of people all together, a new group of people that you get to know, and you get to know them really well over time. The love of singing, and I think rock choir is lovely for everybody because there's no auditions to get into rock choir.
I could get in.
Yeah, even you could get in. Just rock up, excuse the pun, and join in.
Now, if you don't mind me saying, there's rather a lot of ladies
here. There are a lot of ladies, but there are quite a few men down in the bass section.
Are they a bit shy, the men? Is that what you find?
No, they're not shy, but we're soprano up here, so the men are all down the other end.
They're the beat ones.
Yeah, they're the deep ones.
Okay. And how many members have we got roughly in Bridport?
Oh, I think there's about 80 to 90.
And how many do you get turn up to a session?
Yeah, but around that number, people turn up every week.
And where do you meet?
So it's in the town hall on a Monday night.
Okay, so there's Thursdays for Dorchester, Mondays for... So do you sometimes defect and come over this way?
Yes, the good thing is if you can't make your local session, you can go to a different session during the week. Of course, because we're all learning the same songs, it doesn't matter which session you go to.
That's good. So if you can't make a session because you've got another engagement or whatever, and there's nothing to stop you going to both sessions, I suppose.
No, you can go to both sessions, and that's any of Sadie's, if you're in Sadie's choirs, wherever that is, you can join. And the other good thing is that all over the country, we're all learning the same songs at the same time. So Bridport Choir could go and sing with a choir in Scotland, say, and we'd be doing exactly the same things.
That's fantastic. So Rock Choir as an organisation, do they provide all the background music, do they?
They do. So they write the arrangements and the music and everything, and then, yeah, we all learn the same thing.
Fantastic. And it's sort of snowballed, isn't it?
It definitely has. It's really, really popular. And it brings a lot of people a lot of joy.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? Especially if you're retired or something like that. Now, you don't look old enough to be retired at the moment, but if you are retired, you know, it's good to keep the brain active, isn't it?
It's really good for your brain because you have to learn all the lyrics. That's the bit I find the hardest, is remembering all the words. But you have to remember the words.
So you don't actually have the script there, do you?
No, no. When we perform, there's no script.
So it's straight from the heart.
It is. Straight from the heart, yeah.
Lovely stuff. Great to talk to you today. Good luck to Bridport Rock Choir as well. And lovely to see you here in Dorchester.
Thank you very much. We love it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's talk to a couple more ladies up this end. I think we've still got the baton twirlers going down there. So let's try and find some of the gentlemen, shall we? Hang on. I'm climbing over. Where are the men to? There we are. Excuse me. The men. Now, I noticed, gentlemen, you're a little outnumbered, aren't you? You make up for it.
Yeah, we might be outnumbered, but my goodness gracious me, it's like everything. Good things come in little packages.
Well, like me, because I'm short.
Well, I didn't want to say that, okay, but yeah, no, we're fine.
Okay, rock choir then. Now, if you think of rock choir, you predominantly think of ladies' choirs, don't you? So what made you guys join? What was your name?
My name's Eric.
Okay, what made you join, Eric?
I'd sung in another choir, but it wasn't particularly my sort of music. I heard a rock choir singing in Exeter and decided that I would join together with my wife, and it's probably one of the best things I ever did. And I just like singing, like all of us.
Nothing wrong with that, is it?
No,
which
singing.
One do you belong to? Is it the Dorchester or the Bridport one?
I belong to Dorchester as my main one, but because I live further west.
You attend those as well?
I go to Bridport as well.
That's two bites at the same cherry, isn't it?
Yep, but the beauty of rock choir is that you can actually do that.
One of the ladies was just saying that the music is universal, so you could go to Scotland and pop into a rock choir session there and you still know the tunes.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you need to check with a choir leader or through rock choir headquarters, but providing you're a paid-up member, you can attend any rock choir session with that choir leader's permission.
So in the Dorchester Rock Choir, roughly how many men are there?
Oh, that's a good question. There's probably what? Men.
No, how many men?
Oh.
Yeah, because you're...
Or 10% of that.
You're rather dominated by ladies.
About 10, I would say.
About 10 gentlemen, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few missing today for various reasons.
Is it because the ladies are a bit more forthcoming than us men? We're a bit shy and retiring, do you think?
I think they like the sound of their own voices.
Oh, is your wife listening?
No, she won't be listening. No.
Oh, you're all right then.
Yeah.
You're okay then. What?
Yeah.
Sorry, your name was?
Ken.
Ken. Okay, Ken, what made you join?
Oh, well, I recently moved here to Dorset last year and I was looking for a choir to join and get some company.
So and do you live locally?
I live in Bridport.
Okay, so you're a member of the Bridport Rock Choir?
The Bridport Rock Choir, yeah.
Okay, and do you come to any of the Dorchester sessions as well?
Yes, as many as I can, actually. Not sessions, but the performances.
So, yeah, so fantastic.
Over Christmas, this is Bridport Rock Choir's probably 7th or 8th performance.
I was surprised when one of the ladies from Bridport said you had about 80 members down there. That's obviously going very well, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we drag them in from surrounding villages, yeah. Yeah.
So if somebody is out there thinking, oh, I'd quite like to do rock choir, in the Bridport sessions, how do they find out more?
Well, Google's your friend, isn't it? Just
Google Rock Choir.
Yeah, Google Rock Choir, all the information's on there.
And is there another one in Weymouth?
Yeah. There is.
There is, yeah. Okay. And moving east, where are they there?
Paul,
Bournemouth, Christchurch. Yeah, sorry, your name was?
Pete,
yeah, you obviously know your stuff.
Do I?
What sort of tunes do you enjoy singing the most?
I like personally ballads, but you know, all of it's really good music, so just really enjoy it.
They told me just now it doesn't matter how awful your voice is, anyone can join rock choir, so there's hope for me yet. I'm not trying to say anything.
The most important thing is that you enjoy singing. There's no pressure within rock choir to be note or word perfect.
I think we all know
enjoying it.
It is. Well, we think we know that being in a choir, making music, is uplifting, good for the mental health, isn't it?
Very good for the soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just to go back to your point, rock choir has got Facebook pages. So Dorchester and Bridport have got a Facebook page. Weymouth Rock Choir's got a Facebook page. Anyone on social media, access those pages. They can see when they meet, when there will be taster sessions, which will be coming up in January.
Fantastic stuff. Well, well done to everybody in Rock Choir, and thank you very much for talking to me today.